Welcome to Moment in Ministry, hosted by Pastor Steve Dameron.
Hello, my name is Steve Dameron, and we're going to be starting to do what I am going to call and entitle A Moment in Ministry. We have a lot of guests in, and we have a lot of expertise that comes through here at Fairham Baptist Church and Fairham Baptist College. I'd like to take advantage of that and share it with other folks. And so our guest today is Brad Dalton, and I'm going to have him introduce kind of his ministry, talk a little bit about it, and then we're going to specifically ask some questions in regards to the ministry that he is involved with. So Brad, if you would introduce your ministry.
Okay. 17 years ago, the First Baptist Church of Bridgeport, Michigan, started a ministry on Friday nights called Reformers Unanimous. That ministry is now called RU Recovery. But 4 years into that program, we realized that we needed to extend that ministry to a housing program for people who needed more than just what they were getting on Friday nights, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. They needed some accountability, some support, some personal attention. And so we started a housing program. And we named that housing program Transformed Through God's Word. And we had no idea at that time what God was going to use that program to do. Lord brings us men from all over the United States. We've had men in our program from 38 states. And many of those men have never heard the gospel when they walk in our door. And it's not long before they come to us that they have heard the gospel and have trusted Christ as their Savior. Not all of them go to graduate the program, but we've had somewhere in the ballpark of just a little over 500 men who've come through the program in the 14 years that it's existed. There are several hundred of those graduates whose lives have been changed by the power of the gospel, and they now are living for the Lord and serving the Lord in their local churches. And we're excited about what the Lord has, what He is, and what we believe He will continue to use the ministry of Transform Through God's Word to do in the hearts and lives of people across this country.
Well, thanks for taking time to introduce the ministry. And he brought a couple of men down, and that was just a blessing. He brought a couple of men down that have just graduated this past week, and they were able to share, give a testimony. And I wanted to take a couple of minutes and ask some questions that might help in continuing to introduce the ministry to folks, but also kind of explain some things, because there's all kinds of ministries out there, and there's secular ministries. So that leads us to our first question. So what makes Transform Through God's Word, which right in the name kind of gives the idea of what makes it different, but it's different than AA, it's different than other secular addictions ministry. So can you explain a little bit, just quickly? All right, so what makes it unique?
Pastor, I think the first thing that makes our ministry different is the philosophy of the ministry. We believe that an addiction is an outward symptom of an inward problem. And we have men that come into our program, and they've been to a lot of secular programs. A lot of those programs, I'm told, teach to change the way you think. And you change the way you think, it will change what you do. And we do believe that that's part of it, but we don't believe that it's us that changes the way we think. We believe that what these men need to do is develop a personal and dynamic relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And through building that relationship with Him and focusing on that, He will begin, through His Word and their relationship with Him, to change the way they think. Chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We believe that when somebody has a relationship with the Lord, and that's their focus, and they're concentrating on doing their will with His life and pleasing Him and honoring Him, that He will begin to change the way they think and the way they go about dealing with inner problems that they have, and give them victory over those addictions.
Well, that's good. That's helpful. And I like the emphasis on Scripture. Scripture, according to Hebrews 4:12, it's alive.
Amen.
It's dynamic, as you use that term. Well, I appreciate you answering the first question, a little lengthy there, on what we're trying to do. What you're trying to do is accomplish a transformation in their life, but not by us doing some outward thing. It's by God's Word transforming them.
Amen.
So then the next question that probably a lot of people are thinking is, all right, so how much success do you have? And I think that'll lead us into a couple other follow-up questions. So that's what I'm going to ask you is, so how much success? And again, it's kind of a worldly term. And so as you're answering it, you'll probably turn it into a spiritual aspect. So feel free to lead
right
into that.
Okay. Well, the best we're able to tell from our graduates, we have about an 80% success rate. That does not mean that if somebody graduates that they don't sometimes stumble or start to head back into their addiction. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16, a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. The difference between somebody who's trying to walk with the Lord, please Him, serve Him, is what they do when they mess up.
Yeah.
And so we believe that if somebody turns to their pastor or calls us up and asks for help or communicates with somebody who's going to give them spiritual leadership and guidance at that point, that that's been a success.
Yeah. Okay, so then a follow-up kind of on that. So then you're dealing with this all the time.
Yes.
You're dealing in this ministry. So do you see some effects on you? Or are there some things that... what are some of the challenges that kind of you face and say, all right, these are some things that I've had to put in place or things that God has helped me with in working with addictions?
Well, I believe that the Lord obviously prepares people mm-hmm. for what He wants, and the Lord definitely put me through some things in my life to help prepare me to get ready for this ministry. I would say that if somebody would have asked me to do this 10 years before I got asked to do it, I probably would have said no. Some of that might have been my pride, and some of that might have been because I just knew I wasn't able to handle some of that. I guess one thing that I've learned, Pastor, is that it's not my job to change people.
Yeah.
It's my job to love them and to impart truth.
Yeah.
And they have to make that decision. And so if they walk away from that, they're really not rejecting me, they're rejecting truth. And if they come back to me, I have to look at that as the Lord's giving me another opportunity to give them more truth and to love them some more.
Well, that's helpful. And I see that you and I were talking about this in the area of soul winning. We don't always see all the results. I went door knocking all summer, and I told my son, we got to get a visitor out, or they're going to think the pastor just ain't got it. But it doesn't mean that we were failures. We still were out doing the Great Commission. The Great Commission says to go. It's God's job to bring the increase. And I think even in the addictions, I think sometimes we're banking on the success rate rather than on, well, our job is to give them the truth. And the gospel is powerful.
Amen.
So I appreciate the thoughts there.
Thank you.